Welcome back to another episode of Poor Man's Podcast. Today's theme is superheroes, okay?
I've been looking forward to this for so long.
Oh, you know, and because you know what they say about superheroes in media? It's not saturated enough.
No, really. Nobody's doing this.
Yes. Not enough superheroes.
God, there's such an untapped market.
Exactly. But there is one TV show, okay, that did kind of touch on the superhero genre way back, it started in 2001. I don't know if you guys watched it, Smallville.
Oh, of course I watched Smallville.
Not Sky High.
Not Sky High, the film Sky High. Is that a superhero movie or science fiction, really?
I think it's reality TV.
Side note, genuinely, we need to do an entire episode on Sky High.
Yeah.
We should make Sky High one of our first watch and talk about movies, because that is such a great film. Back to
character. I'm going to have to agree to disagree on that one. Duncan hates Sky High. But Smallville, okay? It's the superhero show. I mean, all jokes aside, there's like fucking so many superhero shows, and they all kind of borrow from Smallville.
Yep.
I mean, Smallville borrows from a whole lot of like teen dramas, but then they add the element of superheroes.
And they borrow all that from DC Comics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if you know this, Ari, because did you watch much Smallville?
I can't say I watched that much Smallville. I watched a little bit of Smallville. Some would say a small amount in a small village.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe.
And what about you, Duncan?
I have watched every single episode of Smallville. I have read the comics. Yep. Tom Welling was my, like, you know, slightly gay crush for a while.
Yeah.
I love Smallville.
Is Tom Welling slightly gay? Didn't know that.
I don't know, but he's got big dad energy now.
Yeah.
Did you see him on Lucifer?
No.
Dude, his arms are still huge, but he's got a little bit of that sort of, like, you know, he looks... I mean, he is older.
Yeah.
So he no longer... I mean, he didn't look like a teenager when he started the show.
Yeah.
He looked like a... Anyway, you get it. I might be a little gay for Tom Welling, is all I'm saying.
All right. Still.
What? Yes, still.
Okay.
Never forget you first.
Cool.
He's my kryptonite.
Okay, so for all of you out there listening that did not watch Smallville, I feel sorry for you because that was my whole childhood, essentially. I would get home from school, right? We'd go into the office. I would find a streaming website, like Mega Upload or something. Mm-hmm. That's my Kim.com impression.
I couldn't tell what I was like. Is this racist? I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Mega Upload.
Look at me. I'm going to ruin an election. I went Dr. Evil.
So
1 million votes.
Go to Mega Upload, right? Find the latest episode of Smallville, because this is coming out, right? While I was, and I would start the stream, and because my internet was shit, I have to start the buffer.
Yep.
I'd play Right Here, Right Now by Fatboy Slim, because it was the song that hyped me up. And it was the perfect length for the buffering. You know, it would buff the show would buffer enough that I could start after Right Here, Right Now, straight into Somebody Save Me, which is the...
Yeah, two things on that one. One, perfect length. I've heard that a lot. Number two, I can't believe that you would say Right Here, Right Now by Fatboy Slim without going, Right Here, Right Now, Right Here, Right Now. You got to do that at least once when you say the name of that song.
I'm sorry.
So what was the name of the song, sorry, Jay?
Right Here, Right Now.
Okay. So if you didn't watch that, this show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just give you a brief explanation. This might be good for you, Ari.
Yes, please. Thank you.
I'm going to have to decline a call from my grandma.
Does she want to join?
Much more important. Get my grandma in on this Smallville. She was a big fan. Big fan. She shipped Lex and Lana really hard.
Oh, I hate your grandma.
Wow.
You know what? My ringtone for my grandma is on my phone.
Is it Right Here?
Right here. Right now. Right here.
Okay. So here is the general plot summary of Smallville. I'm actually doing a rewatch right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just started season 7.
Right here?
right here, right now. I'm doing a rewatch. So I'm going to give you the plot up until the end of season 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's where I'm, because I can't remember what happened after that. Okay, so here we go. Feel free to chip in, guys.
Okay.
Okay, so Smallville is the origin story of Superman, DC's OG OPGC. Okay? The show introduces us to world's sexiest 14-year-old boy, Clark Kent, played by, and you've already touched on this, Duncan,
touched other things.
Yeah,
as well.
I bet you were wishing you had touched Tom Welling, but you got close.
Mm-hmm.
So played by a 24-year-old, 6'3" Tom Welling. Mm-hmm. So he was 24 when he started playing this 14-year-old character. And so the show asks its audience to suspend its disbelief right from the get-go, as we see this guy get bullied by a bunch of smaller, less chiseled dudes.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, it's funny to, because they do touch on, I might be skipping ahead a little bit here, they do occasionally touch on the fact that they're all teenagers, and they have to learn about sex somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have this, you know, hulking slab of man meat go, "But I don't know how to talk to girls."
Yeah.
And you're like, "I think girls will talk to you."
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that, Clark Kent. getting bullied, that's not all of Clark's problems, okay? He's secretly an alien with superpowers. He's crazy allergic to the audibly green meteor rocks that can be found literally everywhere in Smallville. And he lives on a farm. So life's pretty shit for Clark.
Seems like a real problem.
Yeah.
Also, I love how they need to not call it kryptonite, so they called it meteor rocks. The whole show. And like, it's meteor rocks! And like, that word starts to lose meaning if you hear it like in 150 episodes. Like, that guy's got meteor rock powers.
You know, meteor rock was just like, it was just drugs.
Yeah.
The whole time.
That guy's on meteor rock.
No, there's actually several episodes.
There's several snorting meteor rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a real carcinogen.
Sorry. This episode is going to be an hour and a half long because I love Smallville. Yeah. There's this one episode really late where, Clark has this childhood friend, Pete. Are you going to talk about Pete at all?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Pete.
Okay, I'll come back to this when you talk about Pete. Go ahead.
Okay, so Clark's negligent adoptive parents, Jonathan and Martha Kent, take advantage of the boy's abilities to prop up their failing farmstead, you know, while filling his head with distrust for the government and making him live in the only town on the planet that could literally kill him because of the meteor rocks.
Also, fun fact about his mom, she's played by the woman who played Lana Lang in Superman 3, which, since he's, like, crushing hard on Lana Lang in this story, kind of weird.
Mm.
Just a little bit. Also, she plays Lana Lang, and she's white as, like... I realize I just censored myself saying the word fuck. And they can only hear us. They can't see us, yeah. So it doesn't make any sense. Keep going.
You just got to bleep it.
Yeah, I'll bleep it. I'll bleep it.
Thanks, bud.
Bleep you. So hard. So.
You can bleep it with Duncan being like, he hates green people.
That's not in my episode. It's in your episode. Are you getting this so far, Ari? Are you following? So Superman, young Superman.
Yep.
Right?
Young Superman.
Mm-hmm. Coming of age.
In a small town.
Yep.
Hulking big mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Duncan's jerking every episode.
Okay. And he's
snorting rocks.
Snorting rocks. Yeah. Pop rocks. Meteor rocks.
Meteor rocks.
So Clark's social life is also whack as fuck. In the first episode, we meet Lana Lang. Mm-hmm. Duncan's already touched on again. You gotta stop touching these characters. And Lana is Clark's love interest for the first 7 seasons. Okay? I don't know if you know much about...
That seems like a long time to hold a crush.
Yeah.
Like 7 seasons is what, like... A year and 3/4.
I saw that coming from a million miles away, and yet it still crushed me.
Yeah. But yeah, if you know much about Superman, you'll know that he always ends up with Lois Lane,
yes.
Who is different and unrelated to Lana Lang, right? Mm-hmm. So Lana Lang is the first of 47 characters to have alliteration in their names. Okay, Lana's parents died in the meteor shower that mm-hmm. brought Clark to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, she wears a necklace with a piece of the meteor rock. You know, because when my great aunt got hit by a truck, I knew the only respectful thing to do was to fashion an accessory out of the wreckage. You know, it just makes so much sense.
Just like wear the little hood ornament.
I just miss my parents so much.
This went through her face.
So Lana's got the classic girl next door damsel in distress vibe. Is that what you would say?
Yeah, Duncan? I mean, so also she rides a horse in a graveyard, so she's got that sort of like, she's got like that kind of like, I'm not like the other girls.
Yeah. I'm different, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, this whole vibe is underlined by, and I counted, the 47 times she's knocked unconscious in the series.
She's been knocked 47.
She's got to have brain.
No, she has so much brain left. Yeah. Which is saying something, because she ends up, spoiler alert, becoming like a ninja assassin.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Maybe it just, you know, maybe that's the secret to becoming a ninja assassin. You just got to knock yourself out. Head. Yeah. You got to get this close to death. And by this close, I mean like real, put your fingers together close.
Great.
All right.
So because of Lana's necklace, which has got meteor rock, right, which Clark is allergic to, he goes into anaphylactic shock every time he sees her. And she just finds that really cute for some reason.
She's like, oh, he's so clumsy.
And also fucking so hot.
Shit. He like walks up to her. I mean, imagine though, like someone super hot's walking up to you and then they trip over themselves. You're like, oh, he's nervous.
And he starts vomiting.
Yeah.
Convulsing.
I can't breathe.
Seems like a real problematic school with someone knocking themselves unconscious every second day. And
well, I don't think that unconscious children are the problem at Smallville High, and I'll get to that shortly. So Clark also meets local bald billionaire Lex Luthor when Lex accidentally mows him down with his car and sends them both into the river, as you do. I think Lex goes through like...
Did Clark Kent get a hood ornament made?
I think Lex goes through like something like 20 Porsche 911s.
Yeah, no, and it's a meme in the show as well, because they all have like Lex 3 or something as the license plate, like Lex 37.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. So Clark saves Lex, who for not the last time accepts the, oh, we were just lucky, I guess, excuse. Like he's like, the people in the show are like not good.
People in the show are stupid.
Like, they're really dumb.
They have plot dumb. Like, especially because people are like, how did you lift that car? And he's like, adrenaline, I guess.
And I mean, if you put yourself in the mind of one of these folks, would you really be thinking, oh, he's got to have superpowers? You'd be like, nah, he's just did something and he just must have like
adrenaline,
right?
It's like, you know how like everyone gets annoyed with the characters in Batman because it's like, okay, Batman's obviously got all this tech and there's like one billionaire in Gotham who the bottom half of his face looks vaguely like Batman, and no one can work out that he's Batman, right? Clark is the only farmer in Kansas to not have calluses on his hands. he's not even like bleeding or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes if there's meteor rocks around, I think there's meteor rocks around enough for him to kind of establish that he can get hurt, right? So what happens between Lex and Clark, usually in Superman mythology, they're enemies.
More like,
Superman,
Lex Luthor, it's like the thing.
But in this show, a bond of friendship is formed between the teenager and billionaire.
Cute.
Which I think relationships between teenagers and billionaires usually...
Sugar children.
Yep.
Mr. Luthor will see you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that gets me is that friendship thing, they want to nail it down so hard because they're like, this is why Smallville's different. It's a prequel. And so often they'll have Lex be like, my friend, Clark. Like
you wouldn't lie to me, Clark.
I trust you.
Looks directly at the camera.
Yeah. Stares at the glass fucking coffee table.
Because over the course of the show, Clark's lies and deceit eats away at Lex, making all of his actions justifiable in everyone's eyes. # Lex did nothing wrong.
How did Lex Luthor make his money?
His dad.
Yeah.
So he inherited. How did Lex Luthor Sr. inherit the
His money? Name's Lionel Luthor.
Okay. Yeah. We gotta have that alliteration.
Yeah,
where'd he get it from? His dad. They're old money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, in the show, his parents are poor.
Oh, shit.
And he murders his parents.
He gets like $1 billion insurance payout?
Yeah, I don't really know how it works. I think he pulls himself up by his bootstraps.
Mm. Wait, Lionel Luthor?
Yeah,
Lionel Luthor.
But I don't know what their company does. I think it does everything.
Yeah, Luthor Corp. It's a corporation.
Yeah.
It does stuff.
Yeah.
Generally evil stuff while doing other good stuff on top of it to hide it.
I mean, over the course of the series, I feel like Lex loses so much money on his like crazy experiments that I don't know how the company's still in business.
$1 billion is a lot of money.
Well, okay, maybe. Yeah, you're right. So Clark also has two other friends. Chloe Sullivan, prejudiced wannabe reporter who hates people with media-related disabilities.
What the hell's a media-related disability?
Well, they call them meteor freaks, which is...
Meteor. Because,
yeah.
I heard media.
No. you think we're saying media rocks?
No. Like, that particular one. I was thinking, what's a media disability? Is it like, you can't be on camera? Like,
you watch Fox. So, But the thing about that I don't think we may have made it clear is that these the whole bunch of people they get their own like evil powers from the meteor rocks, and she's the one who's like always reporting on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Duncan's got it, and his other friend is Pete Ross, who Duncan mentioned earlier, who suffers from feelings of inadequacy because his best friend has an 8-pack.
And like, his best friend has an 8-pack at 13 years old.
Yeah, that's like the whole. That's Pete's whole plot thread, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's around for like 2 seasons, and the entire time he's just like, oh, I come up to his belly button, but we're still good friends.
So that's with all the major characters introduced, Ari, I hope you can remember that. Yep. Here is a quick, in inverted commas, recap of the first 6 seasons of Smallville. Right. Okay, I'm gonna blaze through this.
You want me to not interrupt you on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Season 1. Clark and his friends start their freshman year at Smallville High, a school that prides itself on its low body count. Clark hopes that trend will continue. Lex likes Clark, platonically. Pete likes Chloe, non-platonically. Chloe likes Clark, kryptonically. And Clark likes Lana, canonically. Thank you. Unfortunately, Lana has a boyfriend who's a senior. Clark tries not to snap his neck like a twig. Clark finds out he's an alien and deals with his changing body. In the 4th episode, he discovers he can see through walls and uses it straight away to take a sneaky peek into the girls' locker room. Classic horny Clark. During the year, Clark faces a freak of the week, but kills most of them. But don't worry, it's only ever semi-intentional. I mean, who really knows if throwing a teenager into an electrical supply box will kill them or not?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't really know.
At that point, you just gotta roll the dice.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
A tornado hits Smallville. Lex falls through 3 glass coffee tables. Season 2. Clark learns he is from Krypton, and his entire race is dead. But Lana's boyfriend leaves to join the army, so it swings in roundabouts. You know, like, give a little, take a little. Clark's body continues to change. He discovers that he can shoot lasers from his eyes when he becomes sexually aroused, a power his dad helps him control.
This is completely true. That's exactly what happens. He, like, gets horny because he meets a hot teacher, and he sets the school on fire. You can't make this shit up. I mean, they did.
Somebody did, yeah.
He also finds that meteor rocks, or kryptonite, with different colors have different effects. So green kryptonite hurts him, red kryptonite removes his inhibitions, he gives 0 fucks, and he removes his plaid shirts for some reason. Because now Clark is a hot 15-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so changing times, changing bodies. Pete learns Clark's secret.
Ooh.
Clark finds a Native American cave, but it's actually got alien secrets. Cultural appropriation much? I mean, it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Clark's mom gets pregnant, but his dumb alien boy problems causes her to lose the child. That was a tough episode. Rough. Because spaceship race or something. I can't remember exactly what happened. Something like that. But Clark blames himself and leaves Smallville armed with red kryptonite.
Because it's his fault.
Yeah, because it's...
To be clear.
Well, yeah, it is his fault. But Lex falls through 7 copy tables in that season. Season 3. Jonathan makes a deal with Clark's AI spaceship cave dad. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
To bring Clark back and wrestle the red kryptonite from him. Lex is stranded on a desert island. When he gets back, he learns he has a resistance to glass coffee tables. But... And this is true, he doesn't fall through any in that season.
What, really?
Yeah, not in season 3. He does get shot twice. So Clark gets together with Lana, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she loses the necklace and he can actually breathe around her. But she can't stand his lies and backwards farm boy ways. Like, why does he spend so much time in that barn? And he's so secretive. So she leaves to go to Paris. A whole lot of shit goes down in the season finale, but I can't remember what, because the show likes to make you think a whole bunch of people died, but no, wait, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's like that slow-mo shot of Chloe walking into a thing, and then it explodes.
Yep.
And then...
Like, Lex gets poisoned at the end.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
It doesn't.
Yeah, a lot of these, like, teen shows, they like to do that, and you're like, because it's the sort of thing... Now you can just, like, binge-watch something, or you could wait until... But this is like, you watch it, and then you gotta wait a whole year, and you're like, oh my god, what happened to all these characters?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously they survive.
I think it's 2 things. One, they want to convince network executives that unless they pay for another season, they don't get to know what happens.
Yeah.
And number 2, they really want to edit a thing, so it's like, what you say? that you only meant well.
Love that. Season 4. You're still with me, Ari.
I'm with you. I think I might actually take up this show.
Yeah, oh, it's very good. I actually love it. This is really shit. I'm making it sound really shit, but it's like my guilty pleasure. Season 4. Lana comes back from Paris for her last year at high school. Her boyfriend from Paris follows her and becomes the assistant football coach while they hook up. which is very weird because Lana loves problematic relationships. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find.
Ethically wrong.
Yeah. This guy is actually played by Jensen Ackles, who okay. is the...
Sam Winchester.
Dean Winchester.
Pretty sure it's Sam.
I'm pretty sure it's Dean.
I didn't watch Supernatural. Yeah,
okay. I watched 10 seasons of Supernatural and then I gave up. It's like,
it took you 10 seasons to give up on Supernatural.
Well, it was kind
of... to be fair, it took the network 16.
So. Yeah. But I mean, he's in Smallville for one season. He's like, oh, I don't like all this sci-fi shit, and then joins a Supernatural show for 16 seasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Clark is dealing with alien bullshit when he meets Lois Lane, who was by far my favorite character growing up for purely character-based reasons. Yeah? Yours was Tom Welling.
No, here's the thing. Sorry, just to clarify, I had a massive crush on Allison Mack, who plays Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Sullivan. Just something about her hair, the way she was really excited about things, that way that she sort of sounded like she was going to ask you to join a cult. Like, there was just something about her.
And she was also racist.
Yeah.
To meteor
Freaks.
Disabilities. Well, wow, Duncan.
Love makes a man do weird things.
So Pete leaves. Remember that guy, Ari?
Yes, I do remember that guy. The guy that didn't have alliteration in his name.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Anyway, yeah. This guy's listening. That's a good point. Yeah.
This guy listens. Clark keeps being mean to Lex, and Lex does nothing wrong and doesn't become increasingly evil. Hashtag Lex did nothing wrong. If I'm honest, this season was especially shit. But in one episode, Lana is possessed by a witch. But Clark got a dog. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Remember that, Shelby?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes. Oh, also, at the end of season 3, there was one particular line that really got me. Remember how I said earlier that Lex is always like, you're my friend, Clark. I trust you. Mm-hmm. At the end of season 3, Clark's like, we're not friends. That's like part of the season 3 finale. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that happens. That was a pretty big moment.
That was a pretty big
moment. Keep going.
End of season 4, Lex gets fucked up and stumbles through a glass coffee table factory. Season 5. I don't think I can emphasize how many times this guy goes through a glass coffee table.
It's like that's how they establish that there's stakes in this scene. The other thing about him is that he has an office. It's like a billionaire's office, but it's in his mansion, so everything's made of mahogany and like stained glass windows, and there's suits of armor, right? Also, whenever anybody walks in, he's like, oh, hey, Chloe. And he starts pouring whiskey. It's like 11 a.m.
And then no one ever drinks it.
No one ever drinks it. He just holds it. And he's like, are we getting on it or what?
It's a power play.
Yeah.
Season 5. I'm nearly there. All right, I can see you falling asleep. A second meteor shower hits Smallville. Fucking how likely is that shit? Right? Statistically.
Extremely unlikely.
Very according to like TV logic.
Yeah.
Which is real.
Because you could just imagine like a whole season where it's just like reality and no one would watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's annoying. So Clark goes to college in this season, his dad dies, and Lana becomes a vampire briefly. That's the whole season.
Yeah, that's the whole season.
Season 6. I feel like I've not done the previous seasons justice enough for the explanation of this season to make any sense, but suffice it to say that there is a Clark, Lana, Lex love triangle. I never really understood love triangles in like, generally a love triangle isn't really a love triangle, you know? It's like a love point.
V.
Yeah, it's like a love V, right? But I feel like Clark and Lex, like, I'd ship that. So we get our first glimpse of the Justice League and more teen superhero drum bullshit takes place. But a love...
I remember when this used to come on the ads.
Yeah. You remember this now.
Mm-hmm. By season 6, Oliver Queen's there, right?
Yeah. Oliver, Green Arrow, Cyborg.
Mm-hmm, The Flash turns
out. Yeah.
So is Aquaman, actually.
Yeah.
Not nearly as cool as Jason Momoa, but pretty good.
And then the end of the season, Lex finally kills the coffee table demon that's plagued him his entire life. So that's the season 6 finale, okay?
Nice.
And that's where I'm up to, personally. Okay, so now that I've kind of summarized, like a superhero teen drama, we can end the episode
and come back to it next week. How long is it going to take?
It's not going to take very long.
Okay, just keep going.
Yeah, episodes are only what, 40 minutes?
I'm nearly done.
I was thinking, you know, we could do like a season and throw Duncan through a coffee table.
I'm down. Shit my head before, I'll do it again.
So now that I've explained this show, right, I just want to quickly come up with our pitch for our superhero TV show about Ari Angelo, who eventually grows up to be Poor Man, because your name's got alliteration into it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Ari Angelo, it's a pretty good name.
It is.
Yeah. And he becomes Poor Man, right?
Mm.
Who's famous superhero. What do we call the show, Ari?
We call the show Ariville.
Arieville.
I was going to say Hamilton.
Because Ari's from Hamilton.
Yeah, so necessary context.
Yeah.
I'm not singing in the show. It's going to be a hard negotiable.
Okay, so it's,
we call it Smallville.
We call it Smallville. Okay, we're just going to just rip this off. Okay, Smallville. What's your what are your powers? What powers do you gain over the course
as
of this?
As poor man?
As poor man.
I think what I start out with is the ability to beg with like Puss in Boots sort of eyes.
Oh, yeah, nice. Right. Nice. Yeah. So I reckon there's an entire season 2 arc where he learns how to budget.
So this arc is like him becoming the poor man, but he actually gets financially literate.
Not only that, he learns Excel.
Wow. I like this. I like that. And this is actually true to your life.
Couple of pivot tables and a VLOOKUP. And
oh my God. Season 3 finale, Ari gets thrown through a pivot table.
Oh, so good. So good. What's your love interest, Ari?
Before we go there, I think what we'll need to do is paint on a 10-pack.
What do you mean paint on? Ari's shredded.
You mean paint off the 12-pack?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, paint off the 12-pack.
And put on a 10-pack. Yeah, because we're going to have growth.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think that I should be playing a 4-year-old just to start with.
How old are you now, Ari?
I'm 30.
Okay, right. Yeah. That tracks. That makes sense.
I'll see Hollywood that actually. Pretty apt.
Yeah. And your love interest?
My love interest, I feel, could in fact be not the hobo down the street, because you know he doesn't quite have his life sorted for him.
No, we can't.
But
cast
somebody,
him.
Somebody coming in and out of like rehab.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So
it has to be alliterative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lindsay Lohan.
Perfect cast.
Nice. She's got demons, you know.
Yeah.
And Ari's gonna help.
And we'll have a supernatural crossover episode.
Wow.
She's got demons.
Yeah. Okay. Anything you want to add to the show to make it pop? Extra special.
I think that we should make sure that the rest of the cast are the cast from Baywatch.
You mean the old movie or the TV show?
TV show.
Interesting. Like David Hasselhoff.
Pamela Anderson.
Everyone else in your kindergarten is super old.
they had to repeat the course a few times because... they all just keep knocking themselves out and have severe brain damage.
I'm imagining Lindsay Lohan from The Parent Trap coming in and out of rehab. You know, like, she's like, because Ari's 4, right?
Yeah.
So she's got to be young. Yeah. Young Lindsay Lohan.
I like the idea of she comes back from rehab and they're like, Lindsay, you're back from rehab. She's like, what? No, I'm not Lindsay Lohan. I'm her twin sister.
Great. I look forward to watching the pilot.
Yeah, are you funding?
We're going to kickstart this. So go to poorman.nz, follow the links to our Kickstarter.
And I'll put up my bank account details.
Yeah.
Honestly, alternatively, just hand me cash on the street. I promise it'll go to this.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, guys, for talking about my favorite TV show.
Yeah, I also do my favorite TV show.
And now mine.
And now yours, dear listener. So, you know, have a watch and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much. And please, somebody save me, because I am sick of making this podcast.
I don't care how you do it. Just stay safe. Come on.